It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, December 1st, 2017. Today is the birthday of American detective novelist Rex Stout, born in Noblesville, Indiana, just north of Indianapolis in 1886. He is best remembered as the creator of famed fat fictional detective Nero Wolfe, who loved fine literature and fine food and cultivated exotic orchids. Stout worked on the Wolfe series for nearly 50 years, sold 45 million copies, and was published in more than 22 languages. "It's always a treat to read a Nero Wolfe mystery," said the New York Times Book Review. "Rex Stout's creation has entered our folklore." He was the sixth of nine children born to John and Lucetta Todd Hunter Stout. Educated in Kansas, he was recognized as a prodigy in arithmetic. After a brief time on campus at the University of Kansas, he quit school to enlist in the Navy, where he spent 2 years as a warrant officer on board President Theodore Roosevelt's yacht. After the Navy, he began to write for pulp fiction magazines and also tried his hand at a variety of jobs. With his brother Robert, he devised and implemented a school banking system. Bank Day proved a very successful venture and allowed him to retire from the business world and move to Paris to write full-time. He published three novels before he turned to the mystery genre. The books received good reviews but were not bestsellers. Following the 1929 stock market crash, he lost a great deal of the money he had saved. He returned to the United States and continued to write serious books for a few years. In 1932, he moved from New York to High Meadow, the house he built on the Connecticut-New York state line. And in 1934, he published his first Nero Wolfe novel, Fair de Lance. More than 70 other Nero Wolfe books and stories followed. During World War II, he waged a personal campaign against Nazism, serving as chairman of the War Writers Board. He also wrote and broadcast the CBS radio program Our Secret Weapon and was a member of several national committees for the war effort. After the war, he resumed writing Nero Wolfe stories. In 1959, he won the Mystery Writers of America's Grand Master Award. Rex Stout died October 27, 1975, at the age of 88. A month before his death, he published his final Nero Wolfe book, A Family Affair. In addition to his political activities at a national level and his writing career, Rex Stout was actively involved in various writers' organizations dedicated to strengthening the copyright laws. He also served as his own media and publishing agent for magazines, paperback, hardcover, and foreign rights, and his hobbies included baseball, as an avid fan of both the New York Giants and later the New York Mets. He also liked chess, gardening, and reading. He especially enjoyed working the names of his favorite books into Nero Wolfe's reading list. He always worked quickly, allowing himself about 6 weeks to work on a book from start to finish, and once they were finished, he never rewrote or reread any of them. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for December 1st, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.